This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Today I'm continuing to look at this topic of handling grief and the process or stages that we go through. Now, a lot of good advice comes from counsellors and authors on this matter, but you know the experience of Job from the Old Testament is particularly helpful because it gives us a glimpse of what happened to him. He was a remarkable man who loved God, wanted to serve God, but how he dealt with it. Now, the whole experience for him certainly was not easy. But as part of God's word, I think we can take some answers, and I believe God wants us to take to heart and use it. It is something that you and I will face. There's nothing surer than that. How do you feel when faced with a terrible loss? Listen to Job's words in Job 3. Here he says, "Why do I go on living when God has me surrounded? I can't see the road. Moaning and groaning are my food and my drink. My worst fears have all come true. I have no peace or rest, only trouble and worries." That's Job 3, 23 to 26. So here are feelings of obviously being alone. He was abandoned. He was very angry. And probably the feeling of if only. Have you said that? If only I'd made him quit smoking. If only he hadn't taken that trip. Or if only, you know, I had loved her more. Or if only he hadn't retired. All those sort of questions that we sometimes say about the things that could have been. I think it's particularly helpful for us to remember that this stage of grief, that not only is Jesus the reason for our hope, but he is the one who truly understands. Do you know how Isaiah 53 verse 3 describes the one sent by God? You might know it in the King James Version. He was a man of sorrows, the Bible says, acquainted with grief. And another version says he was familiar with suffering. So here was Jesus, the Son of God, familiar with suffering. So there's great comfort in knowing this, that we're not alone as we go through the grief process. The great God of the universe is the one who is acquainted with grief. So we need not fear to bring him our anger and our guilt and those if only, knowing that God understands because Jesus went through some terrible times of suffering, he said. So Job stays in this stage so long because his friends, or so-called friends, try to comfort him but actually do such a lousy job. They don't really help him. They just intensify the feelings. So his friends were of no use. And what a great shame that is. If you've suffered bereavement, you'll know the value of having friends with you. But we should know how to do that, how to help people with words of comfort. The bereaved person that you want to support will need a lot of help. So what can you do, actually? Well, you need to give people that permission to travel through the grief process. We need to allow people to cry or weep, be angry, to ask questions, to express their pain. And don't try to stifle other people's grieving. Don't say, are you over it yet? Or have you moved on yet? The church is a wonderful place where people can actually share their feelings. And I certainly hope that's the case. We weep with those who weep. The Bible says we should rejoice with those who rejoice. And I think that's why Paul, the apostle, said, bear one another's burdens. So we need to allow our friends who are grieving the space, I think, to grieve, to help them get through that process. So don't be shocked when, for example, a recently bereaved husband breaks down in tears when you ask him how he's going. So we can, of course, give our presence to these people. And that means, of course, to listen carefully, allow that person to vent. That means to go to speak their anger, to express their questions. Don't reprove them after what you hear them say. Help them voice their feelings. Listen, and after you've listened, keep on listening. Give that person who's grieving your full attention. And that means asking God how you can respond. Lord, you could say, how do I help this person? And so there are things like sending notes or flowers, those sort of things. They're very important. Or I'll mow your grass for you, or doing something that is of a practical nature. What can I do for you? And don't say things like, this will heal in time. It's very superficial. It's a glib thing to say. So often we could say, I care for you. I'm praying for you. I am here for you. So be a caring person. Heavenly Father, thank you for those lessons in helping people. Help me to remember them because I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.